Marianne Cones is here. It's time for the Weekend Arts Roundup. Here you go, Marianne Cones from NPR News. Hello there.
Hello there, Kermit. How are you?
It's time for Marianne Cones. Yay! What do you have here for us today?
I've got some lovely, lovely options. You know, we've had light rail in this community on the Green Line. We've had here now since June. So it's been, what, June, July, August. Not too soon to make art about it, that's for sure.
Make art about the Green Line?
Yes, exactly. We have an exhibition at the Minnesota Museum of American Art called From There to Here. And it's really exploring the ways that public transportation intersects with community and connects people to places. And so it's a bunch of street photographers, theater artists getting together, Wing Young Huey, Javier Tavera, and others, taking photographs that sort of give a sense of the strange community of people coming together, waiting for a train, glimpses of seen through windows, and just it's sort of celebrating local diversity and evoking a very unique sense of place. And it's just, it's, you know, looking at how transportation influences our lives. And I think that, you know, a lot of that is about the Green Line and how it's intersecting all these different cultures along University Avenue and from St. Paul to Minneapolis is inspiring work. And it's going to be at the Minnesota Museum of American Art, which is in downtown St. Paul on the Green Line. The window looks out on the Green Line right there. So
where is that, actually?
That's the Pioneer, Old Pioneer Press Building.
Oh,
yes,
very
yes,
cool.
Which has the lofts that are going. The,
exactly.
You know, the, and then there's the liquor store on the second floor, very important to know. And then there's the...
She points at me and Jill. Yeah, okay.
Well, and I would have completely missed it if it was on the second floor.
Right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Minnesota Museum of American Art is on the ground floor, and they're expanding their space there. So it's very cool. It's very cool. They're sort of embracing their position along transit and saying, let's take a look at the effect that all this public transportation is having on our city and our culture.
So again, the old Pioneer Press building, the very Richardsonian, Romanesque building,
yes.
Not the tan cube.
No, yeah. Not the tan cube.
Which is where they still are.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. No, this is the Pioneer Endicott building, which is on the corner of 4th and Robert Street, just to be clear about that. So that's one option for you. Then, theater in a garage, anyone? So
sure.
We have the off-leash area every year puts on their garage tour. And so this year's production is Stripe and Spot Learn to Get Along. It's a parable about human resourcefulness, greed, and finally cooperation. And of course, so these productions are showcased in people's garages.
So
all
somebody just
Twin
volunteers.
Cities.
I mean, you can use my garage.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so the first weekend's performances this weekend are in Stillwater at John Scollin's house. And John's, you know, a guy I know, he's active in the arts community. He said, sure, come on over, use my garage. That'd be great. So he's hosting a production. And then you can, and I'll put the link up to where you can find out all the different garages where you can go see these shows in the coming weeks. So that's happening right now. So
nice.
That's the garage tour, off-leash area, Stripe and Spot, Learn to Get Along. Then, another odd location for checking out art. Why don't you go paddle out onto Cedar Lake and check out some books?
Oh, not check out...
a floating library?
Naked people on Hidden Beach.
Yeah.
But books.
Well, pack your binoculars.
Right, exactly. So you can alternate. Okay, now what's that about?
What is this?
The floating library. Jill got it.
Oh,
yeah.
I had no idea. It was me being a smart mouth and I got it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's an experimental public art project that introduces the creative genre of artist books and printed matter to people recreating on an urban lake.
Hey.
So, you know, out this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, 11 to 5, you can paddle out and find a selection of artist books, zines, chapbooks, and bookish sculptural objects and other artist-made printed matter for checkout and perusal on the water. This makes me nervous.
Yeah, don't tip the canoe after you've checked out a bunch of books.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's art. That's
it says, please note that the floating library is designed for access by boat. Swimming to the library is not recommended.
Well, duh.
Yeah.
Unless you bring a plastic bag.
But boat rental is available at Wheel Fun Rental on Lake Calhoun, so you can get your little boat, and then you can go out there and say, hi, I'd like to check out a library book, please. Mm-hmm.
That's clever.
So that's at the Floating Library this weekend on Cedar Lake in Minneapolis.
I love it.
So, you know.
Well, it's Cedar Lake, we're going to be closing down summer here pretty soon. It's going to be one of those kind of art pieces that you got to get out and enjoy.
Yeah. So you can have your art in a garage. You can have your art on a boat. You can have your art on the train. You can have
No, I will not have my art on a boat or on a train.
Well, we'll hope it goes well. Thank you, Marianne, as always.
A pleasure.
Marianne Combs writes the State of the Arts blog for NPRnews.org and joins us every Thursday morning for the Weekend Arts Roundup.